This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
DirecTV Stream has the most local MLB games, which means it's never been easier to
root for the home team.
So whether you're rooting for a or a
safe
or even a
strike three
or a
it's out of here,
root for your home team with DirecTV Stream, the most MLB games, period. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package.
When it comes to radio, AMP hits different. AMP is a free live radio app where anyone can hop on the mic and play the music they love. From hip-hop to house music to heavy metal, discover new-to-you tracks and playlists made by music lovers who know what's good. And that includes you. Jump in the chat or call in to share your taste and add your own picks to the mix. Download AMP, that's A-M-P, for free in the App Store or go to onamp.com.
Hi, everyone, yeah. And welcome to Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I am joined by one of my best friends, my co-host on Shortcomings, the Sex and the City podcast, Chris Lewis. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I have a very scary ghost girl in the corner of my, where I am recording right now. She's very scary.
You know, I'm not a Halloween king or queen, but...
Do you want to tell the people what you're doing?
I'm barreling towards Christmas.
Do you want to tell the people what you're doing on Saturday?
What am I doing on Saturday?
What are you doing on Saturday?
Hold on.
Are you serious?
Oh. I was like, I don't know. I could pull up my calendar.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Mrs. Bassett.
Miss Candy Gal 09.
Mrs. Dillard Bassett.
Miss
Drive back herself.
Hashtag flip the Senate.
I am going to see Candace in D.C. at... Increasingly, I'm like, what did we purchase tickets for when we bought these? Because I will have everyone know, I bought these tickets like they were announced and I had them.
Mm-hmm.
Without
you
thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be quite a small venue.
Is it?
Like, it could be in someone's living room.
Oh my God. Imagine it like Mama Dot's house.
And so, but I'm super excited. I'm going with my good friend Annie, and I have a love of Candace. I am concerned about the vocals and the dancing. Let's see. She has many God-given talents. I'm not sure music is one of them.
It's a passion of hers, Chris.
But it is a passion. And you know, I came back from a great wedding and I was in the presence of this couple's love. I'm excited to be in the presence of Candace's love with herself.
Right. That's important.
And it's powerful. I feel like I could be transformed, much like Lea Michele in Funny Girl. It's when you see someone in a role of a lifetime like Candace performing Candace.
Mm-hmm. Her out the album.
So I'll let you know how it is. I'll be driving back. That's the only song I know.
That you can purchase her album on vinyl?
I did. I think I told you that. And I thought...
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if people are clamoring. Like, it's not Renaissance.
No. And I'm also... And I love my girl. But like...
You didn't sell any CDs.
I'm not poping over the record player and going, I think I'm going to put on Candace.
It's right. Some of us are putting on like Bing Crosby at Christmas time. We're putting on like Butterfly, the 25th anniversary.
Maybe
I don't think
like
we're leaning to
Mac.
I don't think we're going to. What was the album even called? Was it just
Deep
called Candace?
Deep Space.
Deep Space, of course, Dream Deep Space. And I know all of this sounds like I don't love her, but I really do.
You love her enough that you're going to her show.
Again, I follow like five housewives, and she's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have these women littering my feed.
No, I mean, I wish sometimes I could get a break, but I can't. So today you're here. We're going to talk Potomac. We're going to talk Beverly Hills Final Reunion. And we're going to talk Love is Blind because I can't shut the fuck up about it.
And people have been DMing me left and right, like, you guys need to talk about this on Shortcomings. I'm like, okay. I don't know that our Sex in the City podcast is the appropriate forum, but I'm glad we have this one.
Yeah. I'll take it anywhere I can. I'll talk about it anywhere. Do you want to start with that?
Hey, this is your show. I have no
outline. I kind of want to start with Love is Blind. I got to.
Well, so as everyone might know, this is Sam's birthday week. She turns finally 30 mm-hmm. on Saturday, right? Actual birthday is Saturday, the 29th, right?
Yeah.
And so I do have a present for you. Not like one that will be coming later because I forgot you moved. And so I went to buy it and realized I don't have your address.
But what is it?
Thankfully, I didn't send it to your old apartment. But I did queue up a present for you to present to you today, and it's a performance.
Okay.
I am going to perform for you, Sam, my favorite scene from Love is Blind Season 3.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
The best sex I've ever had has been transcendental. Transcendental? You sort of sync up with the other person, and I can feel the pleasure that you're feeling as you bring pleasure, and vice versa. When you're sort of synced up like that, every caress on the nipples, on your arm, a tongue down your tummy, like both people enjoying it every second. Mm-hmm. The point is to be connected, right? To keep the energy flow between you two. I've only been sexually open like this for a couple of years now. Like, I haven't, you know, been this dude just oozing sex my entire life. So the girl I dated in Bali, a 41-year-old lady, she had a lot to teach me, a lot around sex. That was my first experience during orgasmic pleasure. Yeah? And what was interesting for me is that there's this sexual kung fu, as they call it, for men. And it involves, the ultimate goal is that to have an orgasm without ejaculating.
Oh, my God.
There's a set of practices, and I've worked on this over time. And at this point, I'm able to have a sort of mini orgasms without ejaculating during sex, which is the greatest, because once you open your mind to the idea of sexual pleasure becoming this holistic thing and eroticism starting outside of the bedroom, it's like an avenue for growth and also a source of intense pleasure. Yeah? I'm hoping I can share that with someone. Yeah, I think you need a teacher, someone to open your eyes and awaken you to this. Yeah? I feel drawn to you. I can feel your energy through the wall. And scene.
Chris, that was powerful.
Powerful words from me.
Powerful words from Andrew.
And I have to type that out.
I was wondering, I was like, when he said kung fu. Sexual kung fu.
I was more burdened by when he said you can orgasm without ejaculating. I was like, ah!
That was a shock.
Also, no woman. I guess I shouldn't speak for women or anyone sleeping with men. I don't think anyone wants men not ejaculating and having multiple mini orgasms. It's
honestly,
like, get out of here.
Yeah, like, get out of here.
Andrew sounds exhausting in the bedroom.
He sounds so exhausted. I would be like, can we wrap it up? Like, this is so tiring.
Yeah, but sir, nobody's interested in that. Don't know if I want all that.
Chris, you and I have been texting about Love is Blind for the last, like, week. We can't stop.
And it's all I've been talking about.
It's all I can fucking think about. It's all I can talk about. And people are like, who do you like? I'm like, I hate everyone
all
on this
them.
Show, but
there's
I
not
love
a likable
them.
One in the bunch.
They're monsters. Monsters.
I don't even know. How do you want to? Should we just go person by
couple
person?
Couple by couple or person by person?
I feel like, well, I'm afraid to click on this list of couples because the article says who's still together and I can't have spoilers.
Oh, I don't want to know. I can't do a spoiler.
Yeah, so let's do it by person.
Okay. I'm going to pull up
the Love is Blind Season 3 cast.
Okay.
All right, who do we got?
I can name them all.
Oh, I could name one of them. All right, well, let's start with Alexa.
Okay, Alexa is Alexa. Definitely the one. She definitely, to me, is the one that I think is, like, the most, quote-unquote, normal. I like that she
Well, she was raised by a beautiful man.
Oh, daddy.
Her father has, like, skyrocketed to the top of my celebrity, like, crushes. I don't have a name on him or what he does. Their house is gorgeous.
I don't really care what he does. He seems to be very, as he called himself, affluent. And I've never been more attracted to someone's father.
Oh, other than your father, when he opened that door, I screamed.
Well, I also love that you got the shock of that he has a very, very young wife.
His wife could be 19.
She's literally maybe 23. Maybe.
But Alexa to me is like, I don't dislike her. I don't like her. She's just kind of nothing. Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to be more of like our resident queen when she first started giving us the relatable content of like, I like to eat. Mm-hmm. But then like, she's just kind of faded into nothing. And frankly, it's kind of the same with Brennan. They're the two who every time they pop up, I'm like, whoa, who are they?
And their sex talk, like the way that she's like, he ravages my body. I'm like,
well, do you remember? Well, Brennan? I appreciated though that she shared, like, well, the first time, you know, was a little boring, but I gave some notes. And every person on this show is always like, well, you know, they're not, I feel everyone's tone is that, like, well, you know, we've got to work on some stuff.
No, Chris, it is. Everyone is like, I'm not attracted to them in any sort of sense.
They're not exactly who I've dated in the past. Like, with just mania in their eyes. But Brennan and Alexa are, like, they're just like mayonnaise. So, and I want all the listeners to know, Sam did not watch The Text, the original Love is Blind season one.
No.
So I'm going to use a couple in reference, and you won't even know who they are, as Kelly and Kenny, who were two people we were just introduced to out of the... like, blink of nothing when they went to Mexico. It was like, here are these two white people. It was like, who are they?
Did they work
out? And they were just like our normals, but then drama for them started at the end. So I'm really hoping Alexa and Brennan bring us something to see the last two.
I have to say, watching Brennan, like, really be embraced by this family, like, I genuinely feel like if out of any couple, they're going to get married.
I think they get married and we have about 6 minutes after they leave before, like, divorce papers are, like, coming out because it finds out Brennan has, like, negative $2 in his bank account.
Yeah. The dad did look a little concerned. He was like, so do you think that you can be able to provide the life that she's accustomed to? And he was like, I grew up with no heater AC. And he's like,
doors? I've never.
Yeah, no doors. Alexa was like, what are you talking about? Like,
and
no
God
doors.
God bless his dad for like his parents for taking the doors off the hinges. That's a lot of work.
Also, I gotta say, like, was the knife thing at the end a Briss joke?
Yes, but I love that the father was ready with prop comedy.
Oh my God, he's a star. A star was born.
He was like, we will be making jokes about like circumcisions
with machetes. He brought out the big guns.
No, I'm obsessed with that family. I want them on Bravo immediately. Like the minute I saw the mom, I was like, they get her to OC.
Oh my God, that face! You got to get her on Orange County.
Oh, she would be
with the backless dress.
All right, now.
Your lips can do a whole lot more than kiss. Your lips express love and speak your truth. Plump your lips with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC for natural-looking results that are completely and uniquely you. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
beautiful.
Beautiful, but I was like, ma'am.
Yeah. I mean, look, she said, I'm going to be on Netflix. You know, this is a global streaming platform. They're getting this every which way around the world. In fact, I honestly, some of the other families we've seen needed to put their best foot forward.
We'll get to that.
Now, the next character I have on my list here is Andrew, who, of course, we opened with. Should we talk about when Andrew made his triumphant return? Or should we talk about when Andrew got his little eye drops?
His props, his eye drops. This man, guys, if you're not watching, if you are not watching Love is Blind, like, you run, do not walk. Sit your ass down on the couch, you know, set it up, get it going. This man sits down. He just got dumped.
No, before we talk about that, actually, we need to talk about the greatest bit of physical comedy work I've ever seen someone do.
Which is?
He is rejected by whatever her name may be. Karen? Nancy.
Nancy?
He takes it in for one beat, gets up off of the one knee, leans back onto the couch and crosses his knee as if nothing has happened.
It was scary.
It's so terrifying. I have it on my phone. It is. I've watched it 1 million times.
It's so crazy. Like, it really sent a chill down my spine.
He employed stillness in a way I've never, like, been able to, because I'm always talking and, like, eyes bugged out of my head.
And we're always like, you know, messing about. He is not. He's very scary. And then he goes, and he sits down for an interview, and he goes, are you guys rolling?
And he's as red-faced as we've ever seen someone from Tears.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah. And then he takes out eyedroppers, puts them in his eyes, and pretends to cry.
I thought he was actually crying.
Are you fucking kidding me, Christopher?
I thought the eyedrops were him like, it's not really tears, it's eyedrops.
That's what I mean.
Everyone here has got prop work for days on Love is Blind.
That's what I mean. He put the eye drops in so that it would look like he was crying.
No, I think he was actually crying, but he wanted us to believe they were eye drops.
Oh.
I think Andrew's working on a meta level.
Oh, see, I wasn't even going there. I thought he was, like, trying to pretend to cry.
I don't know. I think Andrew is so deeply unconnected to his emotions.
You think?
And when he got dumped, like, the wall came down and he saw, like, his ancestors' pain. Like, everything entered him all at once.
Wow. I'm really curious what other people are thinking.
Then he put the wall back up and strolled in once, invited back and said, Nancy, how are ya? And he's got jokes like he's in the fucking improv group.
He's at the comedy store. He's in love with her.
He's in love with her. And I should also add, I know I've said many mean things about Andrew. I'm very attracted to him.
He's very attractive.
If he's available and wanting a 30, soon to be 34-year-old gay man in Baltimore, call me Andy.
Call me. So then Bartice walks over and is like, being so aggressive with Nancy, and the way that I wanted Andrew to fucking lay him out was crazy.
Well, we'll get
to Bartice. I wanted Andrew to beat his ass, but we'll get there.
Now, I'm looking at Andrew's little profile they have written here for him, and he says simply, key to his heart, constant snuggles. And I like that.
Chris, shut up. This man says that he orgasms without ejaculating.
Well, next up is Bartice.
Oh my god, this fucking guy.
Now, I have been on such a journey with Bartice. When the show started, I thought, like, again, and I am going to reference season one, which you've never seen. I thought he was our Mark, who was like a young buck, like cute, like very sweet. But like all the girls were like, he's too young for me. Like, don't love Mark. And so I thought Bartice was kind of filling that role.
Okay.
Little did I know he's filling the role of literal Satan. Like, this man is unhinged. So I was at first like,
he thinks he's God's fucking gift to women. It's disgusting.
He, like, each thing I liked about him at the beginning, I'm like, disgusting, awful. The beginning, I was like, so pig. Cute. What a great guy. Like, love his hair. By the last episode 7, I was like, that fucking pube-headed asshole needs to get the fuck off camera. He loses his goddamn mind. No, I thought we were in Mexico. Upsetting to find out we were in Malibu.
We're in Malibu. I also like, thought we were in Mexico.
I thought we were like out of the state.
Oh, I thought they went international. Yeah, they didn't.
I was like, are we at least in like Costa Rica?
Well, because Dallas is close to Mexico, so I just had assumed.
Well, I feel we went to Mexico both other seasons. I was very upset to find we were in Malibu.
Yeah, that was kind of a shock.
It's like, maybe
someone on the cast didn't have their passport or something.
Oh, I don't think any which one of these people has a goddamn passport.
So
the only one who does is SK.
Bartiz is terrifying. Let us say that we find almost every single man on the show to be scary.
As I've texted almost every friend in my life who's watching this show, mm-hmm. if you told me every person on this cast, man, woman, or beast, was a serial killer, I would believe you. They are all terrifying. The
so
women
scary.
Scare me.
The women?
There are no heroes.
No. Except this is, for Alexa's dad.
Not to go back to season one. We don't have a Lauren and Cam to hang our hats on.
We don't even have a, what's the other couple? From last year, Nick and
you mean the divorced couple who hated each other?
Yes, we don't even have them.
Yeah, no, they look bright and shiny compared to what we've gotten.
Oh, these dust covered little
these nothings.
These nothings. Okay, let's go down. Who else?
I don't think we're done with Bartiz.
Oh, we're not. Okay, we can talk about him.
No. Because
okay.
I think we gotta talk about, I mean, Bartiz and Colleen. So let's write Bartiz and Nancy right into Colleen and Cole.
Okay. Go ahead.
Bartiz. The way he is treating
this woman. This
Nancy.
Woman.
Who is, you know, beautiful. Look, a liar, a huckster.
A liar and a huckster? Nancy?
Because Eva, she had to admit, like, yeah, I mean, I did say he was my real estate agent. What I really meant was, like, we're actually in business together. He lives in one of my homes and occasionally sleeps on my floor.
No, the thing about Nancy that I don't think is being discussed enough is that she feels she's been put on this earth to repopulate. She wants her DNA.
I disagree, because what
sprinkled.
We find out about later is that she's, my Roe v. Wade protecting queen.
Yeah, she is not
for the Dobbs decision. No, this must have been filmed before Dobbs, because...
Oh, easily.
And we know who was celebrating that day, and it's the... Is Bartiz his last name?
No, Bartiz is his first name. And must I say, she got him good in that conversation. She was like, so do you, like, believe in, like, Plan B? And he's like, yeah, I've given it out a bunch of times.
He's like, yeah, I got 6 pills in my pocket right now. What about it?
He's like, and she's like, okay, because she's so, guys, she's
And she's like, and what about instances of rape? He's like, well, that's a traumatic situation, Nancy. Of course.
She's like, okay.
And he's like, but if it happens twice... You gotta have that baby. What?
Fucking
is
crazy.
Going on.
He
crazy.
Was it like was... that. Chris, that conversation.
I've never
was
seen a scene like that before.
It was so insane. And just look at her face. She was like, okay.
You couldn't write a scene that devastating.
No, he goes, if my kid was born with 3 legs, I would love him. I would love him.
Yeah,
I would raise him and I would be
like,
a dad.
You know,
I'm like,
3 legs, Down syndrome, trans, black, white. It's like, these are not all the same things, sir.
Chris, like, I can't
what the
breathe.
Fuck
I can't.
Are you talking about?
I can't breathe. No, seriously, because she is a speech pathologist. I need to go to her. Speech pathologist, and she works with a lot of kids who are
slash
like,
house flipper.
She's a mogul.
And
she,
as her family has, you know, they do not carry any debt. I'm like, no. And the mom's like, I run a bail bond company. I was like, that is not where I thought we were landing with the mom's profession. I thought she was going to be like, yeah, like, I also flip houses. Or very successful. I know if you're lying to me. Look me in the
She's
eyes.
She's like, I deal with criminals.
Like, Well, sweetie, you're going to be dealing with a lot of criminals. If you, I'd like that mom to go every which way to this cast.
That family hated him. Those brothers, Jesus and Scott,
what's
or whatever.
What's to like?
I mean, there's nothing to like, but he thinks he is it. And the moment he saw Raven walk in and he goes, I want to fuck her. Like, Sam, that was disgusting.
After their conversation about abortion healthcare, when he was sitting on the computer in the living room with his little headphones on, and she's sitting in the bed sobbing, basically. Just like, you know, it used to be 20 kisses on the head a day. Now we're down to 2 or 3. I'm like, what is going on? These people are wrecks.
No, and then she goes, I asked him for a hug, and he said, you're so needy.
And Bartice, and as I've said this, he is the Taylor Swift lyric from All Too Well, so casually cruel in the name of being honest. Because this man is like, I have to tell you in all honesty, I find you fucking disgusting, and I really want to fuck this other woman. But I just have to say that because I'm an honest person, you know?
No,
and I hope you can respect that.
Upsetting. It's so upsetting. He literally dead ass looks this woman in the face every night and goes, I'm really not physically attracted to you at all. And I think that's really
like,
important.
You see Raven when she walked in? That
and
body?
That tight dress, that body.
Then I got to come home to you? And Nancy's never not just sitting there, eyes wide.
I want her to spit on him and leave.
Yes, and I told you, so I feel that you not seeing season one, you don't recognize that these people have choices. Like, there
I
is a
didn't
woman
realize that.
She stood up, threw a drink. Now, you also don't realize that there's a Real Housewives of Atlanta connection in season one.
With who?
Do you remember, I think his name is Anthony. He was Cynthia's assistant, and he gets into the fight with Kenya at the coochie party.
About the coochie crack?
Where she keeps saying, yes, there's an assistant there who fights with Kenya. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
That man appears on Love is Blind season one, I believe under a different name. And he gets engaged to a woman named Diamond. And of course, I saw him and was like, oh, that's Cynthia Bailey's assistant. He's gay. He later comes out as bisexual, which Diamond doesn't have a problem with. But she's like, you should tell me these things. And you need to be more open and communicative. Mm-hmm. And he flips the fuck out on her. And as I told you, she throws a drink on him, twirls away, and says, you can bounce to the next dick boy. So these people are, they can leave.
Right. Why are they not doing that?
Nancy does not need to sit there wide-eyed looking at him like
people,
he's like fucking Hercules descended
not,
upon from
They're
Greek.
Not soulmates. God. Like, these people are not soulmates.
They're not even strangers. They're like people from different planets.
They're two ships passing in the night like, on different seas.
With like fog, like just with no
fog,
relationship to
there
each
is
other.
Nothing. Okay, so now let's talk about...
Well, before we talk about that, we got to talk about Bartice's sister who emotionally manipulated Nancy through her tears, which was the most disgusting thing.
I was
She
appalled.
Burst into tears and says, they're just all such little angels. And I was like...
Talking about children?
The mere mention of abortion is making you... like, I'm just like, this is crazy.
No,
and by the way, Nancy has
it was horrible.
Held this... you know me, I would have been like, women should have the right to do whatever they want with their... Nancy's just saying, like, you know, with families, with kids with special needs, it can be really difficult. And I'm open to having a conversation. And they're like, you fucking baby-killing bitch.
Yeah,
like,
they
She's being
hate
quite
her.
Moderate about this situation.
And the way that, like, he just threw her under the bus, knowing that this would be the outcome of that conversation,
it
was
something they
upsetting.
Did need to discuss with their parents on the first day they've met over...
No. It was disgusting.
Now, should we go to Colin Zanab? They?
I love her. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Hate her. Literally the Kourtney Kardashian of this show. Low energy. Completely just like...
Because she hates him, Chris.
Please pick up your snacks.
She
like,
hates
could you just
this
shut
man.
The fuck up?
This man
She's
looks
sour.
Her, he literally said to her face, I was blown away. When he goes, do you think that I would have picked a girl named Zanab if I knew that she was going to look like my ex-girlfriend Lily? I'm like...
Look, I'm not saying Cole's not a like racist monster of a man.
But so she obviously knows that he's racist and his family is racist and that
yeah,
is the problem.
I think we've got some internalized problems with her. And she wants this like dark-haired, blue-eyed demon. Like
I don't even think she wants him.
And first of all, I have to say about Cole, he needs to moisturize. His skin is on the brink of a disaster, and I'm terrified every scene. It's like he's holding it together, but I can see, like, just everything coming forth.
The way that these people, like, behave, it's just, I can't even wrap my brain around it.
Although now that I'm thinking about Cole and Zay, I'm like, maybe they've got a chance too.
Are you okay?
His apartment, that towel, that wet towel on the kitchen counter.
Oh my God, his apartment with the flies in the toilet. And she's just like, first I don't all, like that you said that Colleen is your type. Like, I'll never be that.
Okay, but she is also one of those people who, like, picks and prods. Like, there is no reason if you have, like, okay, you and I with self-esteem issues out the wazoo.
Oh.
I would never in my goddamn life ask someone, like, give me a rating out of 1 out of 10. Because even 10 wouldn't be enough to fill my void.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, I would.
You'd say 10 out of 10, and I'd be like, why wasn't it 12?
No, I know. I'd be like, why am I not off the charts? And then he said that Raven.
That's just something she shouldn't do.
Yeah, but then he said that Colleen and Raven were 10s. And then he tried to justify it.
I know, it was crazy to give her a 9.
It was crazy. And then to look at her and be like, in the real world, I never think girls are above 7.
He's like, do you know how many fucking ugly bitches there are in this world? The fact that I gave you a 9? You should be so lucky to be as close to Colleen as that.
She's like, what? And I don't understand, like, Colleen is not, like, a beautiful angel creature. She's a fucking mess.
I think they look very similar. I'm like, could we not? If anything, I think Zay is more beautiful.
She is more beautiful.
Oh, boy.
No offense.
Colleen,
not to put women against
bottomless
women, but
pit of need.
Whoa, let's talk about Colleen and Matt.
Well, Colleen is my favorite character on this show. And
I'm
as
a ballet
I text
dancer.
You, she was going to be incredibly triggering to you.
Why?
Because
share with the people.
You got some Colleen in you.
Do I? That's so mean.
I see some Colleen come out in the dark moments.
Oh my God, in which moment? Specifically.
I just feel that you would be like, all right, this one turned me down, that one turned me down. Let me burst in here to this third one and just Colleen.
The
is like
when
a
she looked at Matt
hell.
And goes, Matt, I want to do life with you. And he was like, all right, I guess I'm proposing.
Yes. And I love the way they edited it. It was like she stormed Normandy out of one room, bounced into Matt's pod, and was like, I have been thinking about you since day one. Matt is going to lose his goddamn mind when he sees how that was edited. Yeah.
Oh, Matt is going to flip the fuck out because Brennan
be
said no
the
to her.
The lights went down in Dallas. Like, ooh. Dallas, like, I'm scared when.
Matt's terrifying. Who do you. Okay, I think Matt, Bartice, and Cole are the scariest men. Literally all
again,
of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Matt, from the moment he popped up, was the most triggering to me.
Yeah, you he's were like, immediately.
He was the kind of man who I'm like, no, he's scary. And my friend Amanda put it best. Matt isn't even someone who goes 0 to 10. He lives at a 9.
Wow. He does.
And I was like, whoa, that is so true. Like, it's just dark energy.
Even his mom had dark energy. Like, she knew, like, her son's
I liked
fucked.
His mom. I thought, I was referring to her when I said, you know, some parents could have put their best foot forward.
You were talking about her?
It's just like, let's put on a little, like.
A little shush.
Something.
Yeah.
It looked like the camera showed up and she didn't know.
Yeah, they were all around the barbecue pit, like, shocked.
It's like, oh, we thought we were meeting her off camera.
Yeah. No, Matt's really scary because when Colleen talked to him about the pool day, he went nuclear.
I thought actually it was irresponsible of the producers not to step in.
Did you hear the producer when Matt was like, bro, like, you won't be pissed? And he was like,
what? The producers were like, I gotta get out of here before he kills me.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the end of episode 7.
For Bartice and Nancy to have to be in their own serious conversation, then, bring, I was like, oh, somebody's calling, like. To hear him, he's like, God, I will give Bartice this. That motherfucker was like, gotta put you on speakerphone. We are on a reality show.
He knew.
Like, I was like, get him on Real Housewives, because these people aren't professional reality stars. So the fact that he was like, you know what? I don't want to have to relay this later in confessional. Mm-hmm. Let's just get him on speakerphone.
He went down to the room.
And did you realize they were all staying in one hotel?
Not a clue.
So when he said, I'm going to go get him, I was like, oh, he's got to like drive across town.
That's what I thought.
The fact that we were right in the room with him, I was like, this is as beautiful as anything I've ever seen. It was like a tracking shot. It was like
Birdman.
And
the pain and desperation in Bartiz's voice when he was like, I want what you guys have. I would kill for this.
You stay in this house. You don't understand. You have Colleen, the one we all want to fuck.
Yeah, literally, he's like, I got that old bitch.
You fucking ugly-ass man. You fucking ugly-ass dope. Do you know how much we want to fuck Colleen? And you're telling me because she's at the club at 2:30 a.m.? Do you know what I've been putting over there with that bitch Nancy wants to abort my kids? I was like, what is going on in this show?
No, it was like something I had never seen before in my life.
And he's just seething like, this woman. And I love how everyone's like, my future wife would never behave like this. And I don't know, are heterosexual people just roaming around thinking, my future wife, my future husband, my future wife? Like,
yes, I think so.
It's all so terrifying.
So terrifying. I feel like we're missing, SK and Raven.
I mean, I love SK. I think he's like the one normal person on this show.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He has a little bit of charisma.
Mm-hmm.
But Raven is a demon from hell. To work out while a man is trying to propose to you. Jumping jacks. She was doing something off the couch. She's never not working out, which is just my nightmare.
So Bartiz, if you guys aren't watching, Bartiz was opening up to Raven, like, about his childhood, about everything in the pods. This woman starts doing jumping jacks and tricep dips. And he goes, are you working out? And she's like, you could hear me? And he was
like, yeah, you dummy. It's yeah, like, that's all I got idiot. Is my ears. Now, let's talk about when,
crazy.
Was it Bartiz who said, is it Nancy is telling the devastating story of losing both of her parents and being raised by her stepmom? And he says simply
that's
at the
Zainab.
End.
That's Zainab.
Zainab. Okay. And Cole says simply at the end, I am so happy to know you more. I feel so much closer to you now that I know your trauma. This show, guys.
It's so insane. I never want it to end, ever.
We only have one more week.
That's it?
We have weddings and then we're done. Weddings, and then reunion. But Love is Blind doesn't know how to do a reunion.
Wow.
And I have to give a plea to Netflix. If anyone at Netflix is listening, fire Nick and Vanessa Lachey. We don't need them. Get them out of here.
Yeah, like they're really unnecessary.
I don't need them popping up every episode. It's just like, get them off screen. Either hire Lauren and Cam from season one to do it.
Yes.
And have them relate to them through the pod. And then it would almost be something aspirational that the couples could look to. Or I don't think we need hosts. We could just do that in voiceover.
It's truly, you don't need a host. And like these people... So Colleen, like, nothing she says is truthful. Like, she does not love this man.
Matt? I think she does. I think Colleen is such a fool. And as we know, a shallow person. She's like, I don't really have any interest in getting deep. I don't think that has anything to do with marriage, honestly.
That was so crazy. Cole was like, what?
You have no depth and you're a shallow person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm cool with that. But you know what? Honestly, some shallow people are some of my favorite people to pal around with.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably a good time.
Idiots. Yeah, it's like just you, they're my favorite people to sidle up to at a bar.
Yeah,
like
she's
probably
fun. Like,
I bet Colleen and I would really have a great time at Candace's concert.
Oh, she'd be living.
Who would you most like to grab drinks with? Of these wrecks. Of these nothing people.
Alexa.
Honestly, I have to say, just so I could watch it disintegrate into madness, Cole.
Chris, he would lose his mind. He would say some crazy shit.
I will say, I did have
a
sweet spot when he had his monologue about his parents and how, like, he thinks Christianity is supposed to bring you closer to being nice to people, but they're just getting more and more judgmental. Mm-hmm. And a part of me wanted to say, and look, no defense of his parents, because right. I'm sure they might be nuts. But I was kind of like, maybe they just don't want to be on television. But you then he did say it's not about being on camera.
Yeah. And I have to say, his family obviously is crazy as fuck because they gave him a tin can full of old dirt from his backyard and Ziploc bags.
You don't know. Look, I don't have one of those. I don't even have like a photo of myself as a child, as I
Chris,
shared with you.
That
the
was
only
insane.
Picture of my childhood is me drowning. In a pool on vacation, and we watched it once a year. Like, look at this funny part where Chris is dying and then a stranger saves him. It's like, ugh, this is dark-sided. But I wasn't expecting for him to open that tin can and it's like, here's the dirt you played with as a kid. Like,
I was like, expecting
how nothing
like
of
baby
a child
blanket.
Were you to,
I was doing something when
at least there was a photo in there.
The Ziploc bag of dirt.
He was like, I think there's a lock of my hair and some dirt. But that's Cole, like, in a nutshell. He's just, like, hair and dirt, just bumbling around. And I love him. God
really
bless
is.
Him.
Like, oh, my God.
He is
no,
a character he, for the ages,
He
Cole.
Is insane. Oh, my God.
Bad shit insane.
Oh, my God. And she's just disgusted by him. Like, she hates him. Hates.
I did think she did her very best in that apartment.
Oh, she
the
did.
Best she could the, say is at least it doesn't smell.
My biggest thing with what I want for like next season is I want the men to be a little bit older. I don't like that the men are like 25 and the girls are like 31.
But I think that's just Cole.
No, Bartice is also 25.
Oh, that's true. But Brennan's 48 though if he's a day. Mm,
he's seen things.
Brennan could be 60. If you
she was calling him Brenny.
Brennan? Is his name not Brennan?
No, it is. I thought you called him Brenny.
No, I don't have a nickname for any of these people.
Oh, okay.
No, this isn't like, again, this isn't season one where I like fell in love with everyone. This isn't season two where at least I was like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Though I can't really remember any couple from season two other than Danielle and Nick.
I can't get a name on any of them anymore. I don't know.
It's like once Love is Blind is over, you just like it.
It's
the drain is empty.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. So we have been talking for 41 minutes about Love is Blind. So
sorry.
Let's do. Yeah. We guys, sorry. I've never laughed this hard ever.
And I
Chris
feel we
so
haven't
funny.
Even scratched the surface. There are like a million more things I want to say.
Oh, well, say them.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's like AA. One is too many and a million wouldn't be enough. Like
yeah.
just.
It's, I mean, there's so many, like, little moments. Like, with SK talking about how he's going to go get his master's degree, and Raven's like, well, I'm not stopping my lifestyle.
And also, I think it's only fair that you pay for an apartment you don't live in. It's
well, also, Raven is an interesting character. She really teed up the I'm a bottle service girl in a very interesting way. She was like, I work in the service industry.
Oh, and wasn't she the one who was also like, and you know, my exes bought me a few things?
Yes. And then
like,
and then her friends go,
I
you know,
thought he
she
was
has...
going to be like, well, not a home, but an apartment.
Yeah. And then her friend goes, and you know, Raven has clientele. So she can't be flying out to California.
Well, Raven is a bit of a Mia-esque character.
She's got
to
Mia.
Shift us into Potomac.
Yeah.
Raven's got
she's
Mia
got some
running
Mia
left
in her.
And right in her.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And you know I love Mia.
Did you hear Mia's new tagline? Did you hear that?
I think you posted it, didn't you?
I sure did.
What? Now read it to me. Give it to me.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Please. I may not remember everything, but you'll never forget me. I cannot do Mia's voice, but I love it. I may not remember everything, but you'll never forget me.
Yeah, so this is our segue into Potomac. If you guys haven't
Giselle
realized.
Has a beautiful heart.
Okay, where to begin? I gotta say, I applaud Candace Dillard Bassett's growth.
You know how I feel. I just cannot wrap my heart around this story. I just feel that Chris Bassett, does Candace listen to this podcast? Because you know I am terrified of her.
I don't think so, but she is a fan of mine.
I know, and I'm... Look, if we put a little clip up of this, just don't make it this one. You know when, like, they'll clip it out? Because if you were to post it and she saw it, I just don't need... Candace, I feel, would, like, friend me and, like, start DMing me, like, you fucking...
Well, then she could see your face in the crowd at Deep Space, and...
Yeah, like, I don't need Candace
getting... No. So what are you going to say?
I just feel she has said worse things about Chris on this show.
Yeah, but that's her husband. She can say whatever she wants.
You think she should say he looks like a rat and is a deadbeat dad and that he needs to get the fuck away from her?
Listen, that wasn't great. It wasn't great. But I think she saw the...
I just feel like Giselle saying he made me slightly... I would honestly be a little bit more angrier at Ashley. Because Ashley's situation is so innocuous.
No, I know. I think Candace realized that when Ashley said that... her ears kind of perked up. And then when Giselle said what she said, she was like, oh, I get what you guys are doing now. Like, you all are going to be talking about this.
But then why is it her ire seems to be so focused on Giselle and even impressed now? She's like, Ashley and I are good.
I think because Giselle and her are closer. So she maybe expected a little bit more. Because I know that Chris really likes Giselle. But then when Mia said, you know, I got him looking at me. And the editors were like, Chris... not looking at me.
Those editors. It wasn't even like Chris, it looked like they barely had him on frame.
No, it was so fucking crazy. And like, I gotta say, Robin's having a breakout season.
I think she's having a great year. Before we move on from Candace, I will say I appreciate them as much as, and you know, Giselle is one of my favorite housewives ever, and she will be on this show for a million years. And she owns that home of Potomac, you know?
Yeah.
I am so happy, as Basset Hounds as we are, that Candace is finally getting a season where people are on her side. Now, I am seeing a lot of people still saying, like, well, she's too mean, and she's out of control, and she's got to get off of Twitter. And I'm like, well, I agree. But, like, I am glad that at least half of the audience seems to finally be like, all right, she's good. In hating Giselle, we've got some Candace love, finally.
Some Basset Hounds are rising up. And
yeah, I'm so
when
glad
she said, she goes, you're keeping my breaking the fourth wall. Do not take this out. I was like, Candace, producer Candace, star Candace, queen.
I do worry, though, she's going to play herself out of pocket because it doesn't seem like any of the other women even care or take her side on this one.
No. I think they all just think Giselle's stupid.
But it seemed like Giselle and Robin are going to be besties till the end of time. That's a friendship I don't see ever changing.
Mm-mm.
Karen defends literally no one. Like, she's just like, she's like, Giselle and I are frenemies and we're in a good space right now. Mia is a mess. And the other one I forget is on the show, Wendy.
Yeah, you hate Wendy.
So I don't want this whole
Are we going to talk about Mia's or Wendy's hot mic moment?
Well, that's who I think Wendy is, a liar.
Wow, okay.
What else is there to say?
Nothing else?
And I feel like that's a lot of what their argument was about last season, is that you have drastically changed who you are on this show in your second season, and we just don't recognize you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure maybe some of that was happening too last season, of like you're saying one thing on camera, off camera you're different.
Yeah.
And Wendy, to me, I just don't understand why she's on this show.
I don't know why she wants to open up a restaurant slash library.
Slash library.
Slash daycare.
I should add, I live in Baltimore, but a stone's throw from Bar One. That is already a concept in the greater DMV area. Busboys and Poets, that already exists. Like, it's called Busboys and Poets. It's named after a Zora Neale Hurston story, I believe.
Oh.
We don't need another restaurant slash bookstore.
Why is she doing all of this? Like, aren't you tired? Like, go home.
But I think a lot of it comes from, if you think about her, so she was a commentator and professor, right? She joins the Real Housewives. Being a commentator and a professor is not something you can monetize by being on The Real Housewives. So she has to, if she wants to make money, she has to pivot into a different kind of business, to selling something or creating a space people can go to, because A, Johns Hopkins isn't going to pay her anymore because she's on The Housewives.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine that eventually CNN, or, well, she's usually on Fox, which is upsetting enough.
Yeah.
I don't think they're calling more often, like, oh, now that she's a housewife of Potomac, we need to hear her thoughts even more.
Right.
So no, I agree. Think she's just struggling to find a business to monetize.
Well, I gotta say, I did laugh when she was putting those kids to work, folding boxes. I did laugh.
I was with Robin, though. Don't, like, fuck you. Don't come to my party.
Yeah, I love
but
Robin.
But I love Robin.
I love Robin.
And I love Juan.
And Robin is, you like Juan?
He's gorgeous. He's
he
our
looks
hottest
like
house
a
husband.
Toad.
I love him.
He used to be so hot. He now looks weathered.
And you know who I'm really missing? Mr. Darby.
Chris.
I don't know why they couldn't look.
What do you mean?
Evil, he's an evil, awful man, but he gave us a lot.
Chris, he's awful.
I just feel like we're missing one of our characters. Like, he was, like, the eighth housewife on there.
He really was. He did hold the champagne flute. He did.
Yeah, so it's just, like, I just feel like we've lost a character, and I'm sad that we're not even, we didn't even get, like, a final scene with him.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Ashley released the news to the public about her divorce because she wanted, like, leverage in the house situation?
I don't know, because I'm not even sure this house situation is happening because they're still living in that apartment. Like, right. I think everything Ashley's talking about is a goddamn lie.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on with her. The fact that, and I'm surprised, why has no one simply asked her, why are you divorcing him? Like, what was the inciting incident?
I know, I really want to know, like, what was the breaking
point?
Like,
it doesn't make any sense. It must have been cut, because there's no way Giselle Bryant and Karen Huger did not say, hey, what happened?
Yeah, something bad must have happened.
And they're like, either Ashley's like, please never ask me that question. Because this is, what could it have been after everything this man has done on national television that she was finally like, I've had enough. It can't just be like, he still wanted to have threesomes and I didn't. She had to have like walked in and he was having a threesome like in the baby's crib. Like, it couldn't, I don't know. Like, this man has done the most awful things.
No, I know.
He has embarrassed her left
embarrassed.
And right.
Embarrassed. Embarrassed. I
her
have
name
to say,
through the rough streets.
The grin that she gets on her face when they talk about the money that she's going to get is so fucking hilarious to me. Like, she doesn't even try to hide it. And she never has.
No.
She was like, I'm clearly with him for money.
First three seasons of this show, it could have just been called prenup, because that was all she was talking about. Like, we got to get that postnup. We got to get the post.
Mm-hmm.
If we're together for 5 years, I'm going to get more money.
I mean, it's so iconic. Like, and I don't know.
I think we're in for a really good season. I look forward to it every Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to that Cheshire Cat grinning Shasha. Get more in the mix.
She makes me laugh. I'm sorry.
She's
gets me good.
I have been waiting for her to get back on our screens. You know, I'm a Shasha truther.
Mm-hmm. You are.
I've loved her since day one.
What do you
but
think
you know,
of
I also love Katie.
Monique? No, we're not. We're not going
Monique
there.
Monique had
I
a real
touch Katie.
Fall from grace. She was so beautiful.
Well, it's really, I mean, her and Chris are separated. So I'm a little confused, like, what they're talking about. Because she's like, that's not true.
Well, she can't separate, right? Isn't the other show she's on based off of being married?
Yeah, but I think some people get divorced on that show, Chris.
And then do they stay on?
Probably. I don't follow
Well, I love that I'm saying that, like, we haven't just let go of the Real Housewives premise. Like,
yeah,
they can't
like, everyone's single.
They can't possibly be on the show if they're not married. It's like, I think
Speaking
we let go of a lot
of, it really made me laugh when Karen and Ray went and got their nails done. And he's like, men are attracted to you, Karen.
I get very sad thinking about the fact that we're going to watch Ray pass.
Why would you ever say that?
Because, you know, I live in, like, the future. I see the beginning. I see the end before it begins. I'm like, we're Karen, much like Giselle, will be on this show as long as she wants to.
Mm-hmm. She's not going
and
anywhere.
I think Ray has maybe 5 more years. He doesn't look well.
Chris.
And I think Potomac could ride right into a season 20.
Oh, we got these
with
girls.
With the same cast. I'd
with
watch
the
them
same
forever.
Cast. That's what I mean. Like, these women are not going anywhere. Like,
and
this is it.
I know you hate me, but there is something. What she's up to online makes me laugh. like this whole like thing about her losing her business and like it was stolen while they were on vacation.
Yeah.
That's a whole season worth of nonsense right there.
It is. Speaking of nonsense,
That's it.
Let's talk Beverly Hills Part 3 reunion. What are your thoughts, comments, concerns, feelings?
Yikes. What a flop of a reunion.
Guys, I have to come on here and discuss something. Because I'm seeing a lot of things online.
Uh-oh.
Rinna is not lying. Kathy, without a doubt. Well, let me finish. Kathy, without a doubt, lost her fucking mind that night.
But Kathy said she lost her mind.
But do I think Rinna has like PTSD? No. Do I think Kathy tried too hard at this reunion? Yes.
Do you think Kathy... No, 100% Rinna is exaggerating. I don't think for a minute Kathy Hilton said, I'm going to take down Bravo, Evolution...
I believe that.
NBC Universal.
I believe she did that.
She got into, like, the charter.
No, Evolution... No, I 100% believe that she said all of that.
I don't know.
Because she's also the woman that was trying to negotiate her contract as a friend up to get $1 million a season.
And she's honestly, also someone she was that, worth it all because we had nothing before she showed up.
That's true. But I felt bad for Kyle.
What?
I did.
I will log off of this Zoom or whatever the fuck you call this
platform
right now.
I think she's wrong in the sense what you were texting me about when... She was like, well, what about how I'm feeling? Like, acting like she's the only one that has, like, hurt feelings. But I felt sad for her in the sense that, like, that her... I mean, but her Kathy is awful to her. And that's, like, the end of their relationship we watched.
Kyle is the worst sister in the entire world.
She's not a good sister.
So I don't know. So if you think of the Hiltons, though, that triumphant, mm-hmm. those three little monsters just running amok.
The Richard sisters, yes.
Kathy and Kim seem to have been consistently good. And frankly, uh-huh. I think, from what we have all heard, right, that Kyle seems to be the one who's constantly on the outs with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, and at the end of the day, and I think Kathy is actually a nice person for not just coming out and saying this, although she seems to be liking a lot of comments on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, would never forgive my sister if they behaved the way that Kyle did at the end of season one. Like, that is actually irreparably damaging what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then how she proceeded in some ways to exploit Kim's sickness on that show. Talking about it.
I don't disagree.
Constantly pointing, like, Kim's late for something, and Kyle's like, she's like, and someone says, oh, what's going on with Kyle? I mean, Kim, she must be like a little something. Kyle will sit there with her finger in her. It's like, you need to say something. Like,
yeah.
If actually someone is saying something about someone you love and you don't stand up for them, you might as well have just said it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it is actually crazy to me that she allowed Rinna to say those things in her home about mm-hmm. her sister and just sat there with her finger in her mouth like,
yeah.
What can I possibly do about this?
But what about all the things Kathy said about her?
Kyle didn't hear them directly.
So she's just not going to believe her?
But there's something to be said for, I would go to my sister, ask her if she said them. And I think, actually, that apology seemed pretty genuine to me.
It did.
Where Kathy said, like, I'm going through a lot. I really snapped. I love you and I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Then Rinna came in, was invited by production, but Kyle mm-hmm. didn't give her any warning. Like, think about that. Like, you show up to apologize to your sister, and she says, oh, the castmate who started all of this is on her way.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, I get what you're saying.
It's like a caring about the show. Like, I think Kyle is willing to throw them out for the show, but not willing to be... It's very LVP behavior. She's basically just allowing Rinna to do her dirty work and pretending it bothers her. I mean, how do you get over when Rinna said you're close? Rinna said your sister's close to death and you're enabling it. Next season, they're like, we got to see Rinna on the boat. Like, we got to have
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Like, that was crazy. Like
Rinna's got to be at Portia's bar mitzvah.
No, I think that that's like, really fucked up. I do. I think what how Kyle has treated Kim and the things that she's let go. And like, to quote Kim Richards herself, Kathy would have had my back like a real sister. And Kathy did have her back because Kathy brought
the
big guns.
And I think Kathy did the best she could last season. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it is interesting that Kathy waltzed into the show. And if you notice, like, last season, she kind of palled around with Rinna a little, but they never, mm-hmm. like, you didn't see a solo scene between the two of them. Rinna never was called. Like, whereas she clearly was interested in exploring a friendship with Garcelle and Sutton, Dorit mm-hmm. would call her on occasion. But she kind of kept her full distance from Rinna, but also wasn't willing to say, like, the way you treated my sister was really poorly, because all that does is reopen that, wound and gives mm-hmm. Bravo the chance to cut to it. Whereas, you yeah. know, Kyle's like, hey, how about I quote like that weird scene? Like, Kyle's never not like put some bread in your mouth or like bringing up things that allow them to cut to these dark moments. Cause I think ultimately she's interested in the show and not family. But she knows well enough that she can't just say that. Kyle's an awful person. Well, no, I shouldn't say person. She's an awful sister. I bet she's probably an okay friend and a great mom.
Yeah. So something to think about. Because I just think that Kathy did lose her mind, and Rinna's dramatic.
If Kyle was my sister, I'd be losing my... She put her in a basement bunk bed. I would have said I'm going to ruin her life, too. From the
She did.
I would... I would have taken down Bravo, Universal, and Peacock if I was sleeping in that child's bunk bed. It didn't even...
I know. It looked like and a twin. Kathy was like, had to roll out of it. Like, roll.
And the room seemed to be like a closet.
Yeah, listen, that house was a disaster.
I know. It's just.
Kyle's like, I love being close to my family. I'm like, babe, this is too close.
I'm glad she sold it. Because, like, yeah. I think she heard the online chatter of, like, this house is not what you think it is, sweetie.
This house is hideous. It looked like two different houses on the outside.
But other than that, I just thought, you know, this reunion was really a flop. I thought it fully showed that Andy Cohen needs to perhaps only host certain reunions. I don't want to put him on. I'm happy for him to continue on OC.
Okay.
But I just feel like once we enter any kind of modern language or dynamics, mm-hmm. he loses his way totally.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think Andy needs to be, like, canceled, but...
No, but I just think he needs to, Also, it's okay for us to put him out to pasture. He's been on the network since, like... Hasn't it been almost 20 years?
Yeah. Literally.
How long have we been watching these women? The exploits
of... Too fucking long.
Like...
Too long.
I've had... They're my longest relationship.
Same. My most consistent. I'm not saying something.
So it's just, like, I think it's time for us to, bid adieu. And Nina Parker needs a job, so let's get her in there.
You know who would you want to replace Andy?
Nina Parker.
Okay. I agree. I think she's very funny.
Watch What Happens Live isn't as fun as it used to be.
No. It used to be the fucking moment.
Now it's just like, and now it's like they can't even do I used to watch What Happens Live, the after show was 30 minutes of NeNe Leakes just screaming. Now it's like two questions and they're out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
There's no energy, no verve.
That's what I mean. Like, there's no energy behind it anymore. And, like, that's okay.
Everything is so scripted.
Yeah.
And I just don't think... I just think the way he handled everything with Garcelle, the fact that his one-sidedness in the Kyle Crystal thing was really upsetting to me. I don't know why these yeah. women hate Crystal. I don't know what she did to them.
Well, so what I heard is that Teddy and Crystal were friends, and then Crystal came and took Teddy's diamond.
Are you... You sure you want to talk about Teddy again?
Apparently she's talking about me on 2T's in the Pod. I just got a fucking notification about it.
Yeah, I don't... I just don't... You know, like, you're the moon in this situation. The dog can bark at the moon. Like, let Teddy scream. Don't
No,
talk
I'm just saying that's what I heard. Like
she's
is that
fucking nuts.
Teddy or Crystal took her diamond. So that's the problem.
Are you more excited for the new season of Jersey or OC?
Jersey.
I think OC. I'm excited to see Tammy back.
Well, I'm excited to see Tammy Sue back. I definitely... Guys, I just got to give a shout out to Alexis Bellino. That post rocked my world.
It proves, as I've always said, that Jim Bellino is the problem in the world.
He is the problem. Alexis really came through, and I just got to give, like, props to her. Like, the way
Maybe Alexis
she's really
should
grown.
Take Andy's job.
Shut up.
No, okay. Didn't someone on Bravo say they wanted Andy's job at one point? It was someone crazy.
Sheena. It was Sheena.
Honestly, I'd love to see Sheena. She went to journalism school.
This is a quote. I went to journalism school, so when you're ready to retire, I'm ready to take your job. That's a quote.
I would love to see Sheena just do a week of Watch What Happens Live. Just take it over.
Good as gold, baby.
Remember when Portia said she was a journalist and Andy was like, what are you talking about? She was like, as a journalist, facts are really important to me. And everyone was like, come on.
Do you miss Portia?
Of course. Okay. I need her back on Atlanta. I'm really excited for, although no, I'm not. I'm not excited for Thailand. It looks...
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, and I just can't take more of Heather and Whitney.
I'm ready for them to fight.
You need to be nice about my fellings. I hate Whitney and I hate Heather. I'm excited for Portia and Candace to like
people,
pal around. I don't know.
People on Twitter keep typing like how Whitney talks.
Fellings and like
well,
trauma.
And it's like someone said the Real Housewives, like R-I-L-L. Real.
Real.
I love her. I'm sorry. I love her.
I know you do. I can't. I don't like Salt Lake City, though, in general, so I'm glad we didn't talk about it. I keep watching, but it's not for me.
I haven't watched yet. John. This was so much fun. We had so many laughs.
So much fun.
If you guys enjoyed this dynamic, you would love Shortcomings. It comes out new episodes every Wednesday. So go listen to wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to see our beautiful faces, you can watch over on YouTube.
And I just want everyone to DM me about Love is Blind.
Please do. Like, email us.
Oh, where? Do you have an email?
No, isn't there a Shortcomings email?
Yes, if you would like to email the Sex and the City podcast about Love is Blind.
Please.
I will reply. Shortcomingspodcast@gmail.com. Please email me your thoughts. I need to know more.
Chris, where can everyone find you so they can DM you about this?
CLewis1219 on Instagram.
And I am at Bravo Historian on Instagram, at Take Your Zola on Twitter. And I love you all, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.